The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, technically hour number one, because hour number one was happy hour. But now we'll try to do a real show. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us with, what the heck is going on, Brandon? Something stinking here?
Smells like happy hour.
Yeah. You can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that by now. Miss the first hour? Then, you know what?
Too bad.
Yeah, it was fun. You got to hear Nickelback karaoke from Trey.
Yeah.
With some really good backup singing from the Fowler Hoffman Innes trio.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. So, all right, let's do some sports. Good pick on your Colts last night. I was actually feeling really good until the block punt, and then I'm like, okay, they're done.
Well, it did
because the way the game flow was going, I like, especially when they stopped him on the goal line.
Yeah,
I'm like, I got this, and then block punt.
Well, but even before the block punt, the bad bootleg play,
right,
that
right,
forced the punt anyway.
And what the hell was like, that? Yeah, I mean, it just. But no, good win for the Colts. The good news is even though I picked that game wrong, the teaser I played with the Boise -9 and Boise over.
Boise over, my
ding 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 ding.
Boom! College bet of the year.
So yeah,
suck on that.
Yeah, although we're losing a lot of college games this weekend, I'm not sure.
Yes, we are.
How much? Not sure how many we're going to actually have to
play
tomorrow.
We're going to have four college football games this weekend. So, enjoy them all.
All right, so I
cherish it.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Cherish them all.
As much as I went against UH last week with Cincinnati.
You're for UH?
I am I'm hitting UH pretty hard tomorrow. Okay.
It didn't make my card, but I'm not against you.
You don't
certainly
hate it. Okay.
No, I don't hate it at all. Yeah. I haven't wanted to bet UH lately.
And last week, I mean, they were going up against one of my machines. Cincinnati is, and Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina. It was so funny. We were talking about this last night. Coastal won by 17, and most people, it was a push. Some people got it 18, actually at 16.5. So I hit that by a whole half point, which I can't remember the last time I won a game like that, but I'll take it. And, and now Coastal's been canceled, but I am going to play Cincinnati. I still think they cover. I know Brad says they're due for a letdown. I don't think this team has a letdown in it. They're that good. They're just light years better than these crap teams are playing, including UH. So
UH is kind of the line in that conference.
Yeah.
They are.
If you're good, you beat them. If you're not, you don't.
Well, and not only that, if you're good, you beat the hell out of them. And if you're bad, they'll beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
And I think USF is bad.
I agree.
I'll tell you this. There's a football game tonight.
Yes.
Between FAU and FIU.
Well, which FU are you for?
I'm for very few points being scored in that game. Very, very few points being scored in that game.
Wow, so, Cincinnati's up to 28 now. I don't think I can do that.
Yeah. It's available out there, 42.5. I would go under 42.5 on the FAU FIU game.
You know what? I think here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do another three-way teaser.
Okay.
I'll tease the under on that game. I'll tease Cincinnati down, and I'll tease UH down.
Well, there you go.
What do you think of that? I mean, I'm just kind of, because I wanted to play those games and the numbers got
too
bad.
Are you lost, Nick?
Yeah.
Nick is looking for a laptop.
Nick, you know, you can come join us if you want. It's all good.
All right. How do you lose a laptop?
Yeah, for as much stuff that I've done weird during our time together, I don't think I've lost a laptop. I've broken a lot of laptops.
Yeah, losing it, it's tough.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm doing that. So in Cincinnati, -22 Florida's under 48, Houston minus 8. I feel pretty good about that.
Okay.
I've kind of evolved into the three-way teasers so that I get a plus number when I hit.
That's fair.
Next segment, we'll go through all the NFL games. I know a lot of people are asking, and usually because happy hour turns into what it does, sometimes we forget to do it. I promise you we'll do it next segment.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We have a Masters update. Who's the Masters champion? Has it been decided yet?
Hang on. Let me look. Don't play the music until I'm ready. Damn.
It's okay. Just play the music.
No, I got to get to the leaderboard. It's not that easy. Okay,
already got it. How is it taking you this long? You have a Mac, and I have a 1998 PC.
I have it now, all right? You ready? Play the music.
Do you only have last names?
No, I've got the full names.
Okay, good.
All right, so currently in first place, four-way tie atop the leaderboard.
Oh, my.
Two guys you've never heard of, foreigners, of course, and two guys from America. Abraham Ancer, 9-under.
Okay.
I have no idea who that is, okay? Cameron Smith. From New Zealand, 9-under. Justin Thomas, United States, 9-under. Dustin Johnson, also United States, 9-under. I wonder what the end game on Dustin Johnson is right now, because I think that's where I'd make my play.
You think he's going to win it?
Yeah, I think from here, that's a good bet. At 8-under, Patrick Cantlay. I guess he can't lay. He's 8-under.
Can't lay up because he's going for it.
Sungjae Im, that sounds like a foreigner to me. He's 8-under. Hideki Matsuyama also sounds like a foreigner.
How come Hideki Matsuyama and John Rahm and Louis Oosthuizen, how come they didn't play today? Was it rainy there?
I probably was, yeah. Oh. I wasn't paying close enough attention.
So is it
what just, about El Tigre?
They have to forfeit it? Is it over?
El Tigre didn't play today either because he was 4-under yesterday. So you know what? This is kind of meaningless because I didn't get to play.
You said you would take Dustin Johnson if you were betting?
Yeah.
He is plus 400 on my bookie.
Okay, let me see if I can find that. Well, you know what? Those other guys haven't played. I can't do
He's tied for first.
I know, but when I said that, I thought everybody was playing. I didn't realize.
I think Patrick Cantlay's going to win. Cantlay. Cantlay.
No, he can't get laid. I mean, it's like any guy who's married. So Nick tweeted out Trey's karaoke.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, just follow the producer, Nick. So, yeah, I didn't watch any Masters today. I probably won't watch any Masters at all unless...
Well, you're not American then.
I'm Arab-American. We discussed this in the first hour.
Nick has found his laptop as an update, but can't find his keys.
Okay.
Oh,
tell Nick to come have a seat with us.
What's going on with Nick?
Gary says Tigers played 10 holes today and is even for the day. Dude, pick up your game. Even?
That's a pretty good day.
No, it's not. You got to be under par there. He's got no chance. I can't believe he won last year. Total fluke.
So did they stop it at like when Darkness, Tiger played 10 games? Did they just sit on?
He has to get up at like 4 in the morning and play 8 holes.
Ugh, I hate that.
Especially when you've been banging dinner waitresses all night.
I don't like waking up early and playing golf. I know that's what like the popular thing to do is like get a really early tee time. I don't like it.
Well, it depends.
I like what John Granato does. Same tee time every day. Noon. Gets off work at 11. Drives down to Wildcat or wherever he's going or whatever fancy private course.
It's Wildcat.
Oh, he plays fancy places.
He plays all over.
River Oaks.
Oh yeah.
He's played
You think he plays Lochinvar?
Dude, he plays with everybody.
I'm curious. Does Lochinvar still not allow women?
I don't know.
I don't know because I haven't played there since the mid '90s.
But I mean, this dude takes days off to go play on courses that regular people can't get on in North Carolina or South Carolina,
Colorado.
Or something.
Yeah. I think was one of them.
He's all over the place. Yeah, he's all over the place.
I think Tiger's okay because there are no Perkins in Augusta, Georgia. There's only one Perkins location in all of Georgia.
I think there's a Denny's, though.
But he likes the Perkins. If you don't got the Perkins name tag, he doesn't want it.
Somebody says John's blowing up in his car at your updates. Yeah, well, probably true.
He can call in and do it himself.
Yeah, yeah. More than willing to let him do that. But yeah, I know he plays at Wildcat a lot.
How's my guy Jazz doing?
Oh, Well, now I got to go back and find it because
Jazz Jana Watananan.
He doesn't sound very American to me.
Jazz Watananan. Jana Watananan.
I can't root for those people.
What do you mean those people?
You know they're not Americans. He's still 4 under, 1 under for the day.
Well,
so okay, now I can see who's who and what's what. So, yeah, he's sitting at 4 under. He's played 15 holes.
Tied for 22nd.
Okay.
Jana Watananan, Watananan.
How about Christian? Here's one of yours, Christian Berzadhout. I'm guessing he's one of your people.
What do you mean my people?
You know.
No, I don't.
Aryans. Bernard Langer's one of yours.
I don't even know what you're getting
he's
at
three
here.
Under. Hey, you're of German descent. I'm not putting Hitler on you or anything. I'm just saying these are your people.
Berzadhout, whatever, however you say his damn name, is from South Africa.
Close enough.
I'm not South African American.
Just because there's a Z in there doesn't make him German.
Oh, no, but he's probably a German who moved to South Africa. With that name? Come on. Oh, well.
Fred's just like racially profiling everybody, isn't he?
No, I'm racially profiling your people. That's all it is.
That guy's not my people.
I'm going to say he is.
I'm never. Okay.
Hey, I got to do a new break.
Yeah, do it. Yourself.
Oh, save myself? You're saving yourself by ejecting here. Anyway, guys, if you've got any kind of break issues at all, or maybe you're going to do some traveling here for Thanksgiving, go see some family, get your brakes fixed first if you're going to be driving. And have new brakes do it because they're going to come to you. You don't have to go sit in a shop and wait around for hours. And you know what? And those guys are great if you need other stuff done. But if you need your brakes done, there's only one place to go, and that's New Brakes. Because brakes is what they do, and it's all they do. And they come to you. They're going to show up at your house. If you're at your office working, they'll come there. And how about this? You're going to save 20 to 50% off of what you would save at a shop and a dealer. You're going to get premium brake parts. You're going to get a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. You're going to do business with great people. All you have to do is go to newbrakes.com, and they will get right back to you with a quote. Mention ESPN. How about this? 10% off. NUBRAKES.com. Newbrakes.com.
It's
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Dude, this is... I jam to these guys all the time. Ray's Rex, we were talking about Cursed on the Twitch channel. And he said that the premise drew me in, but I didn't like it too much, although I had to finish it. I thought it was okay. It's just like my only bitch about it, like I said, a lot of teen angst, and it's kind of a coming of age thing. And, you know, when you're a 55-year-old man, you really don't give a bleep about that. But Merlin was kind of a puss until the end when he really became badass Merlin again. And I'm like, dude, I want that the whole time. I want the guy who's going to be able to just look at you and melt your eyes. You know, that's what I want. But, you know, that's me. And then people are talking about Sleepy Joe wants to shut down the U.S. for 6 weeks. He's not going to be in power until January. And hopefully by then things are better and we're closer to a vaccine. And I know Lena wants to shut things down for 6 weeks. Listen, guys, I'm just going to be really honest about this. I think it's a horrible idea. I think we can, people who are at risk and who are in danger, yes, you can stay home. You should. You should stay away from people. I get that. We also need to be smart. Like, I have a 97-year-old grandmother I haven't seen since this started that I'd love to go visit, but I can't take the chance on the 1% chance that I pass her the COVID. You know, same thing with my mom, who just got over cancer. So it's like, I mean, I get all that, but I also think, you know, we can't just keep shutting things down. We can't. And we really have to find a common ground, because we're killing businesses, we're killing people's jobs. And, you know, I just don't think it's the right thing to do. Now, if they shut us down, I will do it.
I will.
The dude abides. The Falcon abides. No question. But I just think it's a bad idea, and I'm not going to be afraid to say that. But, yeah, I'll do what they tell me to do, because, you know, that's what we should do. But things aren't as bad here as they are a lot of places. And I know the last few non-pedo updates have not been great, but they haven't been horrible compared to what's happened in the rest of the country. And even then, man, it really, like today, when I kept seeing college game after college game being canceled, yeah. I'm kind of like,
they're dropping like flies.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't good. But can I, you know what? I have a really positive update for you guys.
Okay.
Can we do it? I mean, it's a really positive update.
Positive. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
All right. I know the last couple days haven't been great. Today, we're down in all five categories. Significantly. All right. So, as you guys know, I go to tmc.edu, and you can find these numbers for yourself. It's right there. You don't have to depend on the Chronicle or somebody else to give you the information. And they give you five key takeaways every day. And, I mean, it's great. It tells you what's going on in the Houston area. And I know there's a lot of you in Beaumont. We know the Rona's not in Beaumont, so we don't talk about it.
Doesn't exist there.
Yeah, we'll be there next week, and there'll be no Rona. But the effective reproduction rate, which whenever it's over one, it's a concern. Remember yesterday when it was 1.10, and I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Back down to 1.02 today.
Okay.
Last week's average, 1.06. So for yesterday, we're down from last week. The 7-day average COVID testing positivity rate was 5.6 yesterday, down to 5.2 today. Still above last week, but down from the last 2 days. And how about this? We had 2 days in a row where we had like 900 new cases. You know how many we had yesterday? 387.
Okay.
Under 500 is the number we look for, right? We feel like that's okay. First time in a while we've been under 500. So that is the most positive news. I hope you're listening, Lena. Okay. And then they admitted 140 new patients yesterday. That's up a little bit, but down from yesterday. And ICU is 92% full, down from 93% full yesterday. So all five. And let's be honest, down to 387 from 981 and 951 the last 2 days. Of new cases, that's significant. So it's not all gloom and doom, guys.
Okay.
I wasn't going to do that this segment. We were going to do the NFL lines. We'll do that next segment.
Okay.
But I was just on it because you were...
I had to pee.
Yeah. And anyway.
I had to pee because I had to chug a Steel Reserve mystery flavor.
Can I ask a question, though? And I'm not doing this to be a jerk. I'm asking because I want a real answer.
All right.
Because the people who are making these decisions about shutdowns, the Lena Hidalgos and Sylvester Turners, and I'm asking this as an honest question to listeners who would know. You know, during this whole thing, we've had friends lose jobs. We've had people lose jobs. We've had businesses shut down. We've all taken pay cuts. The people who are making these decisions, did Lena Hidalgo take a pay cut?
I would doubt it.
I mean, I'm just asking. I don't know if she did.
I don't know either, but I would doubt it very
seriously. No, if she did, then I'm going to say, okay, that's fine. Did Sylvester Turner take a pay cut?
I think he had to get rid of that guy that was making like 100 grand for doing nothing, but like being his homeboy.
You know, hey, whatever the down boys do is their business. But I'm just asking, are the people making these decisions, have they had to make the sacrifices that the rest of us have made? That's all I'm asking.
My guess is no.
And if they have, I'll be the first one to say, okay, good on you. If they haven't, then you don't get to tell me whether we shut down or not, because you haven't taken the hits that the rest of us have. Is that fair?
It's fair, but I mean, well, that's not the way it works, but it's fair in theory.
No, they're supposed to work for us, AJ. We don't work for them.
Oh, I'm... Fred, who are you talking to?
I know. I'm talking to a libertarian. You should be on my side on this.
I am on your side, but you already know that that's not the way it's going.
Well, I don't know. They may have done it. I obviously missed it if they did, but I want to know if the people who are making the decisions on our lives have made the same sacrifices the rest of us have had to make. That's it. And if you are, great. And that's that. And I know they're going to shut it down because I've already talked to people who are in the know. But
thumbs up for living in a separate county.
Yeah.
You live in Galveston County?
I do.
Yeah. So where I grew up, by the way.
But you work in Harris County, which that matters.
It does, but not for my personal. Like, if my wife and I want to go out to dinner, we have plenty of restaurants we love That's in Galveston true. County that are small businesses that we are going to continue to patronage.
And even when we were shut down, you were coming into work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to resist from going on my soapbox, so.
No, you know what? Go ahead. It's okay, man. You know what? I think people respect that we're honest about stuff. Get on your soapbox.
None of us wanted to be at home.
Okay, with the 25th, or what, a county that would be the 25th most populous state, if the county mayor, which is what the county judge is, which is what Lena Hidalgo is, people hear judge, they don't understand. She's just the mayor of Harris County. There are not enough police officers that are going to throw their friends, family, and loved ones in jail for violating a lockdown. That's the way it is. And call me stupid, call me naive, call me a child. If everybody carries on business as usual, if everybody in Harris County carries on business as usual, there's not a damn thing they're going to do.
Yeah.
Well, and listen, I'm...
Same thing goes for the whole country.
Okay, and let me clarify something. I'm not for anarchy. I'm not for, hey, let's just, you know, flaunt everything and say, screw you guys. I mean, I'm all for people. And, you know, I had a really good conversation with my friend who owns the bar that we go to on Thursday nights last night. It's like, you know, she's doing things the right way. These other places are doing things the right way. There's not cases happening there because, you know, they're sanitizing everything and they're limiting stuff. And, you know, you can't trace cases of that. So to just say, let's shut down the bars makes no sense. I mean, and I think, and yes, that's personal to me because I have a lot of friends who own bars and, you know, they've been unfairly targeted in this thing, I have to say. But I just think, yeah, if we have to lock down some things, that's okay. But let's, you know, this just blanket, hey, let's shut down things again. We've already seen it doesn't work. Because if it worked, we wouldn't have had the huge spike we had this summer. So let's sit down and have a conversation about it, and let's find the right ways to do things. And yes, if something happens at a certain place, and let's protect the people who need to be protected, I'm totally fine with that. But this just, oh, let's shut down because that's all we know how to do, pisses me off. And I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it, and I'm not going to act like it's okay, especially because everybody's had to make sacrifices. All of us, everybody in this company, everybody in our business, everybody in all the businesses we work with, they've all had to make sacrifices. But if the people who are making these decisions haven't taken a pay cut, then I really don't, I got to tell you, I don't care what they say. They don't get to boss me around. And I'm sorry for being, if that makes me sound like a Trumper, fine. I don't care. But you take your pay cut, I'll listen to you. Otherwise, Lena, shut the hell up. I'm done with it.
All right.
And Gary says, neither Hidalgo nor Turner can order a shutdown. Governor Abbott's orders supersede any mayor. And I hope, and listen, I know there's some places where it's really bad, like El Paso right now. Yeah, you need to. You're going to have to do some stuff there. I get it. But until we're in a situation like we were this summer, where we were having 2,500 new cases a day, I'm fine with locking things down. We're not there. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get on this. I really didn't. It's just
yes, you did.
It just bothers me because it's killing me to see our economy tank. It's killing me to see. I mean, there's some businesses that are never coming back. In the entertainment industry, the event industry, all of these things that most of my friends are in, they're not coming back. And, you know, and so it just seems like we're so short-sighted about, you know, okay, so a year from now when we have when everybody has access to a vaccine, great. Think about what the restaurant business is going to look like here. In a city that was thriving and is still okay, we're going to lose 50% of our restaurants and bars. And I know that doesn't, you know, with some people that doesn't resonate, but think about this. When's the next time we're going to have a concert?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't either. I mean, winter sports stadium's going to be full again. And I know these things matter to us and not to everybody. But what about, like, the symphony? I don't care about the symphony, but when's the symphony going to be okay again?
The ballet. Center, any of it.
Yeah. What if we lose all that stuff? Honestly, I'm not into those things, but isn't that part of our culture? Isn't that part of our soul?
I am into those things, and so shout out to the Houston Ballet, you know, Theater Under the Stars. All those people are working to the top of their field. They are some of the best the world has to offer, and they're told, nah, just sit at home. You're okay.
And I want to respond to this texter because this is a two mass snowflakes saying this. Here's the problem, okay? You cannot say we want to be.
I'm the only snowflake here, guys. Yeah,
well, he's the snowflake. But you can't say the things I'm saying about how we need to protect our businesses and we need to be able to do this stuff. And at the same time say, oh, I'm not wearing a mask.
That's a fact.
You cannot do that. Because if you're doing that, you're a piece of garbage is what you are. And you're not smart. And frankly, you're one of the 2% that, well, maybe 4% now, that I wish Thanos had snapped out of existence. Because to have the things I'm talking about, we make a few sacrifices.
Yeah.
That's it. It's simple.
I will say, I don't know if I, like, Aaron, you make it sound like if the judge tells you, stay at home, you're just going to be like, F that, man, I'm doing it anyway. They're not going to arrest me. I don't know if that's the right move either, but I don't believe that shutting things down is the right move also.
But at the same time, from a libertarian perspective, government has no right over man. Man has right over the government.
But the fact is, this isn't a libertarian society.
I believe you, but I'm
with you in theory, but I'm also not into, like, breaking the law to get my viewpoint across.
But let me also say something. You're talking about man has right over the government. That's not actually true either. The government is supposed to represent us and work for us.
Not the way it works.
That's what it's supposed to be.
You guys,
and with 4.73 million people, if they told everybody to shut down and every small business, every single person went about their lives, there are what, maybe 10,000 of them?
Well,
they're not doing anything.
A couple of things I need to get to here real quick, and then we'll go to break. Somebody says, why wait until it's so bad, Fred? Why not get ahead of it? We tried that, and you know what happened? It got worse.
So did Italy. Look at Italy's numbers right now.
And by the way, and that's why not get ahead of it. Okay, yeah, let's lock down and delay it again. And you know what? We've had a long stretch here of a couple months where we've had slight upticks. And yeah, the last couple days weren't great. But, dude, have you not heard me go over this every single day and tell you exactly where we are? And getting ahead of it? Come on, man. It didn't work. It didn't.
All right. We got to hit a break.
We do.
I should have let it go. I shouldn't have talked about a soapbox.
Honestly, and now everybody wants to talk about it, which is fine.
Aaron's an outlaw. He's like,
yeah, no,
Aaron said F the police.
No, Aaron is definitely an anarchist.
No, I'm a live and let live person. You do whatever the hell you want as long as you're not harming
another
human.
Why didn't you vote for Joe Jorgensen then?
Who says I didn't?
I don't think you did. I've got an idea of who you voted for.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I've got an idea of who Fred voted for. And I'll say this.
I'll tell you what. AJ knows who I voted for because I told him.
All of us voted for different people. All three of us.
I agree. Yeah, because, no, I did tell AJ who I voted for, so he knows. And so a mask argument's garbage. 4 months of mask mandates has gotten what exactly? It's actually kept our numbers down here, genius. And it's you idiots who aren't wearing them that's causing the problem. So, yeah.
I'd much rather wear a mask than be locked down. I'll say that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I'm serious. Why can't we compromise? Dude, wear a mask. Get your temperature taken when you go in, and you can go to the bar.
What about licking toilet seats? Can we do that or not?
Oh, I'm down. Totally.
You and I, AJ and I, could sit there and talk an hour about libertarianism and where the two of us fray on, because there's two sides of libertarianism. We fray to completely different sides on most things.
Dude, but that's every party. I mean,
it is, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm just saying that there's two different sides when we talk about libertarians and taking over the government.
Oh, and thank you, Professor Ed, for saying we have to personally take responsibility for not spreading things, flu, COVID, whatever. Exactly.
Government doesn't regulate personal responsibility.
And I'm all about that, man. I'm all about, you know what? Let's all do our thing. Let's wear masks, let's social distance. But I'm still going to my bar on Thursday night with my friends. And having a good time. I'm still going to watch the UH game tomorrow at my bar with my friends because we're being smart about it. And you know what? If one of us shows up with a temperature, guess what? Sorry, you don't get to drink with us. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, well, you know what? I promise you we will do NFL lines at 6 o'clock. This is my fault, okay? I got on this subject. I'm going to ask one last thing on this, and then we can talk about whatever the hell you guys want to talk about. I'm going to take a couple phone calls, too. But just do me a favor, okay? Instead of digging your heels in on stuff, I am with you guys on let's not shut things down. I am against that. I'm willing to fight for that with you. Just meet me halfway and wear your bleeping mask, okay? And social distance and be smart. And if you're sick, stay home. Is that fair? Can we agree on that? Please.
I'll agree. I'll allow it.
All right. You want to take some calls?
Yeah. Let's talk to Lamont. Hello, Lamont.
Hey, Fred, man. Say, man, I like your point on that. And I got a couple of points to come back issue with that. I look at the mask stuff. I mean, the mask. I don't like the mask, but I almost view it like wearing a seatbelt. You know, I don't like it. I know it's all a sham, but I do it because that's the law, man. I mean, I do it. I mean, I wear my seatbelt. But anyway, to go on to my next point, I give Ronald Reagan a lot of grief about how he handled the AIDS epidemic. And I'm just, I look back now at how he handled the AIDS epidemic compared to how these jokers are handling this pandemic. It's totally weird. I'm not giving them a pass or anything like that, but I'm like, you know, it's just crazy, man. I mean, the whole world is crazy to me right now, but going back to your point with the mask, I don't like it. I feel like I'm a dork. I'm not one of these people that's going out there to go buy a specialized mask or anything like that. I'm just I've got some little old man. I think it's stupid, but I'm going to do it, man. I mean, because it's a law. And I just look at it in the same way I look at seatbelts. Driving this out of my car. You know, I don't like it. Why the hell you need to be telling me to, you know, you guys know what I'm trying to say, man.
Yeah, I
ain't going to much go there, man. But,
All right. I'll say this. Lamont and I, we agree on we agree in a way. I wish I didn't have to wear a seatbelt either. I don't like that. My biggest issue is the fact that it's a law to wear a seatbelt. I like that there's a seatbelt in my car. I wear my seatbelt because I don't want to die in a car accident.
Just like you wear your helmet on your motorcycle.
Right, but I don't feel like there should be a law telling me I have to wear a seatbelt. Now, the difference between a seatbelt and a mask is this. If I don't wear my seatbelt, the only way I'm killing someone else is if I fly out of my windshield and go through someone else's windshield and hit them.
That's a 3.5% chance.
That's a very, very low chance. With a mask, I mean, ideally, you're protecting other people as well. So it is sort of in the greater good of the society.
Right.
I prefer to wear a mask out in public because I just feel like I'm safer. I feel like I'm making other people safer. Let's say there's a 95% chance it's BS that the mask isn't stopping this thing. Because let's face it, none of us know. But that 5% that maybe it's, you know, saving some people from getting the virus. I'll wear my mask.
I mean, that's 5%. That's good enough. I agree. And the mask isn't about keeping you from getting it. It's about if you have it, you know, if it slows down giving it to someone else. And by the way, man, I don't know why people just can't have fun with them. That's what I do. I mean, I love having my face covered. I when I have the glasses and the mask and the hat, I look like Black Noir. I mean, nobody can see my face. I could be a 10 under there.
I'm just saying he's a little bit more fit.
Oh, okay.
I mean, his outfit and his like, abs cut out.
Fat Noir?
Suck it, Raybould, okay? I'm talking about my face. I'm talking about my face. People see you from the neck up. They don't look at the rest of you unless they think you're handsome, and they won't think I'm handsome.
Let's talk to Francisco real quick, then we'll hit a break. What's up, Francisco?
What's up? Francisco?
Yes.
Yes, sports.
Yes, no, I got a couple of things to say about all this. I mean, I'm not okay with this closing down. I mean, last time they closed down, yeah, there was less traffic and all that. And I was kind of happy because I was considered one of the essential people. But since I was considered one of the essential people, I still got a pay cut. And I still have to go through this, you know, go to work every day with a pay cut, and then they cut my hours. And not out of that, I mean, I have a cousin that recently died of cancer, and she died by herself because we couldn't go see her because everything was shut down. And I understand that, you know, that we had to keep our face cover, and I respect that. But what I don't respect is that people, if they wear the mask also, they only wear it halfway. They just put it underneath the nose and just, I mean, isn't the whole thing about wearing the mask supposed to cover the whole thing?
Yeah, that's another thing about masks.
I'm glad you said that,
by the way. If you're going to wear a mask, wear it the right way. Yeah. Don't have your nose hanging out of the mask.
How many coaches did we see? I mean, and first off, I don't think coaches should have to wear them on the sideline.
I don't think so either. But
if you're going to wear them,
serving my food to wear a mask.
But if you're going to wear them, don't leave your nose out. I mean, you're defeating the whole purpose. But one thing to what he said, listen, here's who I care about in this. I care about the people who've lost their jobs. I care about the people who've had their pay cut. I care about people who are, because listen, I got to tell you, my wife has thrived in this in her business. She's fine. You know, even though I've taken a pay cut, we're fine. I can do this. AJ can survive. I can survive. It's not about me. It's about all my friends who are out of work. It's about all my friends who own businesses that are losing their businesses because there's no plan here. It's just, let's shut it down again. And the businesses that we're losing are small businesses. And that's the backbone of what we are. The big businesses are fine. You know, the 1% is going to be fine in this. It's the rest of us that I'm worried about. And so, yes, if this is something that I bitch about too much and it pisses you off, I'm sorry. But I think what I need is for somebody to actually care about the people who grind it out every day, who work their asses off every day, who want to work. I mean, they don't want to be home. They don't want to be furloughed. They don't want to have their pay cut. And if we're making these sacrifices and we're taking pay cuts, why can't our government? If you're going to make those decisions that are going to put people
out
of work.
You're not going to hear me argue.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to make those decisions, they're going to put my friends out of work and put my friends out of business. What's your sacrifice, Lena Hidalgo? Did you take a pay cut? What's your sacrifice?
She's wearing a mask.
She looks better in a mask. That's not a sacrifice. That's all. I'm sorry. We'll move on. I apologize. First, can I just tell you on the way out, take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting Provision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company. Lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. And if you want to bid for charity, you can bid on me to get my hair dyed. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN975.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I have to tell you, as a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business. And share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keepitlocal. And late hits tonight will be two of my favorite dudes, Jerry Bowe and Jermaine Every.
Well, Jason Braddock will be there too, I think.
So Jason's here too?
Yep.
Okay. So they're just going to join
Jason. Three-way action.
So it's a threesome.
Yep.
Cool.
Well, Aaron too.
So it's a foursome?
Mm-hmm. Who gets the most action out of that threesome?
Just one that's not married.
Look how proud it is. This guy, I love this guy. He's like Mr. Great husband, great father, everything. Now he's single. It's like, oh, look who's not married.
That was a fast transition that I never heard about.
I didn't either. Yeah, he just found out.
Hey, look.
It's been what? It's been
some months.
It's been some while. It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been some months.
We've been talking about it for a while. Yeah. So I think Jermaine will crush. I really do.
Well, good
for probably
you.
So. Don't worry, I'll get some for y'all too and tell you how it was.
I don't think you have to worry about us. We're okay.
No, I think y'all will be okay.
But yeah, so
tell me. I'll take stories.
Well, at this stage, when was the last time we were in Vegas?
I'm an old married man.
So exactly. Somebody on the Twitch points out, you know what, grow the beard out a little bit longer than just tell women you're James Harden. You're going to really crush.
I've already gotten that. When it was longer before, I used to get that all the time.
Grow it back out.
It's growing back out. Trust me.
Yeah, but I'll say this. James Harden in the off season, there's no way he'd be this skinny.
Or in season.
Y'all
are about the same height. You could pull this off.
Yeah. I need to gain some more weight, though. I shouldn't have lost as much weight.
And you got to buy some better clothes.
Oh damn.
Oh, look, man. Look who just walked like in. That? The lovely Esme.
Got him.
Thank you, Esme. Oh. Yeah, because I had quit drinking, and then Jermaine brought in some Eagle Esme. Rare. And
Jermaine's single. Ready, looking doing? To mingle. What do you think? Oh.
Age is nothing but a number in a feeling.
Yeah, the podcast I did the other night, they asked me, do you think time is meaningless? I'm like, yeah, because time is just another way to keep score. So age is meaningless too, which is my excuse where if I ever wanted to bang a 30-year-old, it's like, well, age doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Like I've had.
You should have Katie introduce you to one of her Penn State friends.
You know,
he's a 30-year-old, not 20-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
19-year-old.
That's too young. Okay?
2 and 3 is one number apart.
But hey, how about one of her, you know, like
RAs?
Yeah.
Professors.
Professor, teaching assistant. Definitely down. Although okay. It's Penn State. How hot can they be? Come on.
You never know. They come now, from all
Pennsylvania
over.
Women, they're all pale and they got that same look about.
It's
no.
Too bad Josh is not here.
I know.
Loves just.
What if they're from like Georgia or Florida?
100%
California.
All go the to Penn State. All the women that are TA like that are professors at Penn State all look like Donald Sutherland in Animal House.
Yes.
So that's it.
That's it. Oh no, or like his girlfriend in Animal House. Or like
she would
Boone's girlfriend. No, yeah. No, she's just plain looking.
She's good enough.
No, she's mousy.
No, that, she's hot.
I guarantee you they're all mousy. Somebody said, Fred, great points, but it is after happy hour and you're kind of in the mode. Dude, yeah, I'm not drunk, but I'm a little toasty. I'm feeling good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's extended happy hour.
No, but I'm being totally honest about this shutdown thing. I can't, you know, and it is important to me, and I know people don't want to, you know, people are sick of hearing all this stuff, but the truth is I do care about all the businesses that are being shut down, the jobs that are being lost, and that is important to me, and I'm going to talk about it, and I'm sorry if it turns you guys off.
It was a month where the company I worked for, we used to doing at least $250,000 or so a month. It was a couple of months where we barely scraped 100, 110. You know, we were still considered essential because we clean. So it's like, you know, everything else was shut down. We're still working, but people don't want you in their home or they right. don't have the money to spend to have you out there.
Well, that's so. The other thing, too. It's one of those secondary things is that those of us who have had pay cuts and those of us who have people who have lost their jobs, they don't have money to spend on things right now. And that hurts other businesses. And I just want us, before we make these decisions, to try to find a happy medium. That's all. I'm not saying don't do this or don't do that. I'm just saying let's find a way that we can keep supporting these businesses. And I also understand there's some things that are gone. There's some things that are never going to be the same.
The movie theater on Dunvale is gone.
Yeah, but you know what? I think movie theaters in general, there'll still be some, but I don't think that industry is ever going to be what it was. I don't think events are ever going to be what they were. I don't think concerts are ever going to be what they were. Maybe not sports either, which... And then you start thinking about the trickle down and what all that affects. And so, I mean, we already have to deal with that. Do we have to deal from the bottom up too and say, oh, let's close our neighborhood bars? Who, by the way, the margins there are not great. I mean, it's month to month for a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a touch and go thing. Like I've seen it personally affect people who work at these kind of places and whatnot. I have a cousin who he would be in the band for, what is that late night show with Stephen Colbert. He played a saxophone. And, you know, he's a performer. So now he can't go and perform and tour right now. So he's just been the last few months just not – he hasn't had anything to do anywhere to go. You know, so he's not making any money right now. He's not happy about it. I have another cousin who's a Broadway actor. He acts and plays and stuff like that. He's had to find other lines of work for right now because there's no plays. There's no anything for him right. to do. No TV shows for him to try out for, movies, things like that. So he's having to find other lines of work. And, you know, it's affected family members, people who are really close to me. So I don't want this thing to get shut down either.
Here's another one. A bunch of our actor friends.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Like Matty Rauch has been sitting in his apartment in New York for months because, mm-hmm. you know, he was doing plays and things like that. I mean, this is affecting a lot of people. And I think it's easy for people who, like us, have jobs that we don't have to, you know, we're fine. We're going to be fine. If we have to work from home again, we can do it. But there's a lot of people like that, but it's not everybody. And it's just killing me that so many people are out of work and are people who aren't taking any sacrifices whatsoever are making these decisions. And it bothers me, and I'm sorry.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Carbach Brewing. And listen, get it while you can, boys. Carbach, I will say this. While the bar and restaurants shut down during the lockdown last time, the one thing that was great about Carbach is they were working nonstop to make sure that your grocery stores were stocked. Carbach, they weren't running out of Carbach, baby. But right now, while you can, get into that restaurant, get in there, have some beers that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Some of them they'll never be bottled or canned. So your only opportunity to get them is right there in their restaurant. And while you're there, have yourself a fantastic meal. The pizza is good. The burgers are good. The steak is good. The Korean fried chicken is amazing. Just a fantastic place. Great place to take a date or just go hang out with the fellas. Either way, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see the latest things going on at the brewery, the restaurant, etc. And make sure while you can, while you're out and about at your bar, your local grill, make sure you grab yourself a Carbach. 'Cause we're gonna be-